The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at the producer Nick, or you can text the show. You know the number for that. You missed the first hour. Well, we stayed away from sports as much as we could, although there was a little sports in there because we talked about the Jordan documentary. We talked a little Aaron Rodgers. We talked a little excess draft stuff. Because
well, talk sports lady knew we needed to talk sports.
Well, yeah, and we did. And you know what? We broke down the Deshaun Watson picking up his fifth
year. That was a pretty good breakdown, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was outstanding.
I think it put a lot of research into that.
Hey, I don't know if you saw this, but perhaps my favorite story of the day. There is an actual guy whose real name is Tupac Shakur in Kentucky. And he had to file for unemployment because he lost his job, like a lot of people have. And the governor basically came out and said, we had somebody apply for unemployment for Tupac Shakur here in Kentucky. And that person may have thought they were being funny. They probably did, except for the fact because of them, we had to go through so many other claims. So, well, it turns out that's the guy's
real name.
Well, he really needs the unemployment check, and the governor had to apologize.
Help me out, brother.
So, his real name is Tupac Malik Shakur, and he goes by Malik. Lives in Lexington, and he was a cook. But I can't really blame the government for looking at that and saying, oh, give me a break, right?
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Yeah, he really did. So, just so you know, if you have a famous name like Tupac or A.J. Hoffman and you file for unemployment, it might get held up because they don't believe you.
It's very difficult being famous, Fred.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. Mm. But, you know, clearly you guys do, so... although
I'll
I did have a
one
guy.
One day I'll talk to you about it.
Yeah, one day let me know what that's like. I did have a guy impersonate me once, which of all the people to impersonate, you know, and claim you are, I mean, I think you can do better. I think there's like 11 people at the station that would be better to say, oh, I'm Nick Sciarra.
I'm so-and-so.
Yeah, fill in the blank. I'm Charlie Polillo.
Yeah.
Only taller.
I mean, you could say you're Nick Sciarra, and you'd get to meet Carmen Electra.
Yeah, that would be cool. I would love that. 713 says, problem with fines for not wearing masks is selective enforcement. They'll only ticket those who they think can pay the fine.
Again, they've already said they're not looking to pay. They're not looking to charge people these fines. They're just trying to get people to wear masks. And it's really simple. Just wear the stupid mask, okay? If you can come up with why it's a downside that you're being asked to wear a mask, I'll hear it. But if all you've got is civil liberties, like they're not asking
overreach.
You to, yeah, dude, they're asking you to help people out around you.
Yeah, I'm with it, and I've just decided to embrace it. I bought a bunch of cool looking ones that I'm going to use, and just. Do them like I do my baseball hats. I'm going to wear something different every day. And, you know, I said I bought a couple from Craig Shelton, who's doing a bunch. If you want some of his, those are really cool. I got a Toronto Maple Leafs one in the mail coming. I mean, I'm just like, okay, if I got to do it, I'm at least going to have some fun with it. And like I said, it's easier for me.
Or
because,
just stay at home.
Well...
That's also still an option.
Well, and that's what I'm doing anyway. But if I do have to go to the store, I'm gonna wear one. And I get it for you, handsome people. Maybe it sucks. But for somebody like me, this is a gift. Anything that I can do to cover up as much as I can makes me feel better. So I'm looking at it as a positive. I'm not fighting it at all. So 409 says, AJ's right. The mass is to help out everyone around you, not yourself. That's why people don't care about it. I think the people who are bitching about it, and I said this the other day, same people who recline their seats on an airplane.
Yeah, probably.
They're just no respect for other people.
Well, it's my right to recline, Fred.
I paid for the ticket, AJ.
I paid for this ticket. That's right.
So, yeah, and somebody asked, where can we get Craig Shelton's masks? I retweeted this morning his thing. It's on. Just go on Twitter. He's got some cool ones, man. I ordered a couple of UH ones from him, so I'm gonna rep the Cougs.
What's he doing, selling them?
Really, what's that?
He's sewing them himself or what?
Well, he's designing them, and he's doing custom ones. So I'm going to get one with like a cougar on it and one with the interlocking UH. But it's that dry fit material, so they're really nice masks. So, you know, and he's got one for like every team. I mean, he's got some basic ones that he's already done. So like if you want a Texans one, you're covered. But if you want something custom, then he'll still do that. That's what I did. I just wanted a couple UH ones because I noticed every other one I have is pretty much Canadian. Like I've got a Maple Leafs one. I've got a Rough Rider one. I've got a Canada flag. So I wanted to rep, you know, my own country.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but I just feel like, hey, why not, you know, if we got to do this, why not have fun with it? You know, why not just make it something make it something cool and try to enjoy ourselves a little bit. It's just like anything else. So, someone three asked, do you think the political party in power is a primary concern people have? Would they react the same if it was Ed Emmett? No, I don't think people would react the same. I think this whole thing has become political. And the fact that Hidalgo's a Democrat is, you know, there's going to be a certain segment, no matter what she says, that aren't going to agree with it. Just like, and it's not just that. I mean, there's a lot of people who disagree with what Greg Abbott's doing because he's not a Democrat. And
a lot of people were thinking, oh, drinking bleach would be a good idea. But then a Republican president said to do it, and now it's like, oh, that's crazy. You can't drink bleach. It's all political, Fred.
He had to be joking, right? I mean, that had to be a joke.
Your call. Whole...
I mean, there's no way. There's no way he meant that. I think I'm not going to defend the guy, but I do think there's a lot of times where he says stuff like that, and he's clearly just trying to be funny. He's just not funny.
Yeah, well, can we also agree this isn't the time to be making jokes or being sarcastic? Like when you're having these press conferences, isn't the time to do it? So either you're out of line for telling people to drink bleach, or you're out of line for joking during a time when people are dying and people are looking for anything to save them.
Well, I just don't think he has any sense of, well, any common sense when it comes to stuff like that. So
you're only saying
I think
that because he's a Republican.
No,
you try to politicize everything, Fred.
Well, as a guy who's been a Republican most of his life, I don't consider him a Republican.
Oh, how dare you!
I'm
he made America great.
Yeah, it's awesome, isn't it?
I mean, coronavirus sucks, but that's getting everybody.
Well, it doesn't matter who was president when the Corona hit; it was going to be bad. But yeah, I'm what he would call a rhino, so nobody cares about my opinion. 979 says, I agree with you 100%. Just wear the damn mask. For some people, from what I hear, they can't breathe. Restricts air for them.
That means they're not breathing their stupid corona germs on me. Good.
Well, just wear a bandana. That doesn't really restrict your breathing. Listen, I can't really breathe out of my nose. I haven't been able to for years. And, you know, I have no problems wearing masks. Nothing. I don't even know, I don't even know why. I think people are just looking for excuses.
That's what they're doing.
So, 713 wants to know, can Shelton make a custom mask of Jack Easterby dressed as King Diamond? I'm pretty sure he can get you whatever you want.
Damn, that'd be one of a kind, probably.
Yeah, yeah. I think Jack Easterby is Joe Exotic and Bill O'Brien is Carol Baskin.
Are they? Is that he like was, screen printing them?
Yeah.
Damn.
So, like I said, I haven't got mine yet.
Maybe I need to get a Jim Baker one.
Ooh.
I gotta put my brain to work on this.
Lamont says some people don't like masks because their breath stinks. Well,
that's true. Brush your teeth.
I have a quick fix
that's
for that.
That's because people ran out of toilet paper and started using their mouths.
Oh, man. A friend of mine tells me people should just have fun with masks and think about it as an opportunity to personally hotbox themselves.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah. I have not done that yet, but that's because I've actually kind of run out.
So, oh, no, you're dry?
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, I knew that was going to happen if this went more than a month, because I had about a month's supply. So, yeah, I'm a little dry right now, but
damn.
Oh, well.
What a lame.
Still got plenty of alcohol. Although, I've made significant damage to my beer closet.
Oh, good for you.
Well, I mean, I just kind of figure, probably going to die anyway. Why am I saving these beers? And so I've been, you know, knocking out a couple a weekend. Not a bunch, but, you know, you know how it is. You probably got something that you've had for 5 years sitting there.
Yep.
And it's like, what am I waiting for? Because if I'm going to die from this,
it's
then
a good point.
Somebody else is going to get this beer, and I'm going to be selfish. I want the damn beer for myself. That's why I've been saving it for a special occasion. This is about as special as it gets. Into the world. So there is a chance, if this goes another month, I might actually run out of beer.
Well, let's hope not. There's always specs.
And 832 says, can Fred or AJ tell me of another instance where you can be ticketed and fined for a law that is all caps, not on any books? That's the issue.
Threatening they just put a fine. It on a book.
Well, that's the thing. Every single law out there was not on the books at some point.
Right.
And, you know, I think threatening a fine was ridiculous. But, you know what? They have to find some way to try to enforce it. And this is kind of turning into a bleep show between the president saying something and then governors of each state saying, oh, wait a minute. And now governors of a state saying something and county judges and mayors saying something different, which, you know, for all of us, I think sucks. It'd be nice if everybody was on the same page. But, you know, there was a time there wasn't a law against speeding. Because guess what? You had a horse and carriage. It didn't go fast.
Right.
The world has changed, man. We got to adjust to it. That's it. So, and look, I get people are pissed off about that because I don't like that they said there was going to be a fine. But guess what? The police came out and said, we're not going to enforce it. So, stop whining. All right. Let's take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. A lot more to get to. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Nick is in the Veritex Community Bank Studios. A.J. is at the Hoffman Estates, and I am in the basement of Falcon Manor. So, broadcasting from all over the city. And, somebody says, hey, this is to the lady at HEB in League City. Stop grabbing fresh vegetables to inspect them and putting them back. Saw her do this for 5 minutes. Yeah, guys, can we not do stuff like that? I mean,
that's why every vegetable, everything that comes into my house from the grocery store, every vegetable gets soaked in vinegar in the sink. every box or can or whatever gets disinfected. I mean, that's standard processing now for us.
Well, we do our vegetables through some online thing that Val found. So they haven't been handled by 26 people. But, you know, I get that you're used to doing that, which I also don't understand. My wife does that too. Not now, but she used to. It's like, dude, it's an apple. Pick up the damn apple. I mean, what the hell? But everybody has it. But right now, guys, if you touch something, buy it. I mean, it's simple. 832 says, I just don't understand why people can't follow the rules. We have to follow the law, which is the same as following the rules. Why does it have to be so damn difficult? Because
everything's got to be so damn difficult. Come on.
Yeah, it's definitely the reality is that there's people who just, you know, they're going to do what they want to do. They don't care. It's like all the people who showed up at the beach in California over the weekend. It's like the 1,000 people who went to the party in Chicago. It's like, guys, just, you know, it sucks. I get it. I hate it as much as everybody, but let's just do what they're asking. And then we won't have to do it. That's it. It's think about other people, not yourself. I know that's hard for most people, and especially seat recliners. But think about how your actions impact everybody else. Is that too much to ask?
I would say no. But I'm also in the minority.
Yeah. But you're also a germaphobe to begin with, so.
Well.
Well, I mean.
It sounds like sounds like I was ahead of the curve on that, doesn't it?
Well, is that the flattened curve or the fattened curve? I'm not really sure which.
Sounds like I told you guys you shouldn't have been doing all this germy stuff.
That's the thing.
Living gross lives, and now look where it got us.
If everybody had just done little stuff like wash their damn hands. How many times have we made fun of people for not washing their hands? And if they'd just done little things like that.
Fred, it takes 20 seconds. It's exhausting. Where are people going to find those 20 seconds every time they use the restroom?
Well, apparently it's too much to ask. And hey, we got a lot of people in our office that didn't wash their hands before. I mean, yeah, we call them out and they get all mad and it's like, well, guess what? If you've just done stuff like this or, you know, just wear a mask when they ask you, guess what? We wouldn't have to do all this other crap. But you can't control what other people do. I learned that a long time ago. 713 says, I've been running a lot lately and feel great. Do you know if running too much can be bad, like too much strain on the heart or anything? Physically, I feel great, but not sure if it takes a long-term toll. No, that's a good thing. I mean, it can be rough on your knees.
Yeah.
If you're old like me.
It's better, like the better cardiovascular health you've got, the better lung health you've got, the better your chances are if you do get sick with this thing. So.
Well, and I mentioned that Dr. Katz yesterday that was on Bill Maher. He's also been on Fox News. And it was kind of inspiring in a way because his whole thing was, hey, if you get healthier and get rid of your type 2 diabetes and stuff like that, then you're in better shape to handle stuff like this anyway. And maybe we just need to get healthier as a culture. And it kind of inspired me. I mean, it hasn't stopped me from drinking too much and not doing anything, but it is kind of inspiring that if you just get yourself in shape, then you're in a better place to deal with all this stuff.
Exactly.
So, St. Patrick says, side note, Yellowstone will premiere June 21st. Can't wait. Yeah, I need some new stuff, man. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the boys this summer. I'm kind of kicking myself for blasting through Bosch when it got released because I just watched it in one day.
You blast through everything in one day, Fred.
I know. But... So he says, I work in an environment where you have to worry about ammonia, H2S, asbestos, and chlorine. We have safety rules to protect us from those types of fumes and vapors. So wearing a mask for me is nothing in public. And you know what? If you're like a lawn guy or you're in construction, you've been wearing these things anyway.
Yeah.
So I just think it's it's silly that people are making such a big deal out of it when there's no reason to. Let's just, and for the reality is we shouldn't be out anyway, but I think since they're going to reopen some stuff, which is fine. I mean, you know, if you're going to get out, but wear the damn mask. So, and for those of you who are asking about Craig's masks, he just tweeted out again. So I just retweeted him. So if you, if you're on Twitter, just go there and then you can hit him up and he'll take care of you. So he's wearing a Texans one in his photo, which, hey, I'm sure some of you want.
Maybe I need a Ravens mask now. My new favorite.
Yeah,
team.
That wouldn't suck. I should get a Saints one since, you know, I'm Mr. Saint lover, just like your Raven lover.
That's right.
But, but yeah, it's, but you know, I mean, I think, it does feel like at some point we're going to get back to normal. It's like anything in life. You can't trust everybody to do the right thing. And that's the whole problem. And that's why we have to have, rules. Because, and 8664 says, I'm glad these restaurants are doing things they probably should have been doing anyway, like wearing gloves and using plexiglass. Yeah.
Yeah, bingo. Should have been happening.
I think there's some good that can come from this, man. So,
why is ESPN just reporting the Jameis signing?
Yeah, a lot of people are asking about that. It's like, why haven't you talked about that? Well, we talked about it yesterday.
I mean, yeah, I thought that was already done.
And by the way, thanks for your permission to talk sports, Texter. I love that. But yeah, I thought it had been done over the weekend, which is why we talked about it yesterday. And really, I think it's an interesting move by the Saints. It gives them another guy that maybe they could develop. And, you know, it's a good spot for him to learn from Sean Payton. Don't really see the downside in it.
Well, it seems like we said they needed to be in a spot where they knew they were the backup. Jameis needed to know he was going to be the backup, and that's where he's at. There's no pressure on Sean Payton to, like, oh, let's give Jameis a shot. Like, everyone knows who the quarterback there is.
Yeah, and Breeze missed a couple games last year, and Bridgewater played well for him. So if you get in that situation, maybe that's what happens. I also think it just goes to show you that, yeah, they value Taysom Hill, but they don't see him as a quarterback.
Well, I think, well, they've got to value Taysom Hill as something because they paid him pretty good money.
Well, I mean, he's a really useful player the way that they use him, but all this talk about him being a, you know, future quarterback, I think is a little bit silly. So,
you want some news that you might, I don't know if this will happen on our station. We may end up with it. I'm going to have to look into it some more, but I was on a call with ESPN today, like on national ESPN.
Yeah.
And, you know, most of these program directors are like, we've got to have some sports. What are we supposed to do without sports? They all panic and they're asking these, you know, these guys that live high on the mountaintop what they're supposed to do. But basically what they're talking about doing now is putting UFC fights on the radio. And they've had the rights for some time to do it. And it looks like now they're planning on getting it done. So we may, I don't know if it'll be as, you know, as soon as, I don't think it'll be May 9th, which is, you know, the next big card, which is the Ferguson Gaethje card, if they actually do have it in Jacksonville. But there's three events planned in May 9th, May 13th, May 16th. And they said they're hoping to be carrying some of those events. So how would you feel about MMA on the radio?
I think, at this point, to me, it's a little bit like horse racing on the radio.
It beats,
you have to have
the alternative.
What's that? Well, it beats nothing. Yeah. But you also have to have the right guy doing it, which, you know, I'm not going to throw any names out there, but I think AJ Hoffman would be really good at that. But you have to.
I'm not going to Jacksonville. Pass.
Oh, come on.
Nope.
You'd love it. It's
nope.
Florida.
Mm-mm.
But, no, you have to have the right person doing it, but I think it could be pretty cool because You know, not just horse racing, but like NASCAR. And we've had some races on the station, some NASCAR races, and it's kind of weird how they do it. They've got somebody in each corner, and they kind of throw it to each other. But when it's done right, you actually get a nice sense of what's happening. So I feel like if it's not, you can't just have the TV guys feed. I don't think that works. But if you really have somebody describing the action, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And any sports right now on radio doesn't suck.
Yeah, so. That's where I'm at.
All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Now, colliding into sound like whales beneath me diving
down. I'm sinking to the bottom of my everything. ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Usually this is where we would have Jerome Solomon, but he's busy today, so we'll have to get through the segment without him. It's a shame. Couple people mentioning the Saints couldn't make the deal official until today because of the compensatory pick stuff. So that's why they're doing that.
Okay. Which,
and hey, man, they're desperate for any news, right? Speaking of which, did you see what the Lakers got a freaking stimulus loan?
Yeah. How's that?
Because apparently they have less than 500 employees. Now, they gave it back, which, good for them. But what the hell are they doing applying?
Yeah, why would you even apply for that? I mean, there's some places that have applied, and then once they look like jerks for applying, they have to give it back. They're like, oh, I didn't know this was a thing that we were supposed to give this back. But I think it was maybe Shake Shack was the first one to get it, and they were like, you know what? There's companies who need this more than us. And they gave it back, and I think that put the pressure on a lot of companies that were even bigger than them to go, oh, well, damn, here you go. But, yeah, they're all wanting it, I'm sure.
Well, and good for Shake Shack, and I think we mentioned it when it happened. But, again, why are these kind of companies applying? That's not who it's for. I have a lot of friends who have small businesses that have gotten turned down for these things.
That's because, a loan to a company like the Lakers – is going to come back with a higher interest or more interest paid than a loan to a cupcake shop. I mean, they're going to make more money off of those bigger loans.
Yeah, but I mean, these loans are not supposed to be that. They're supposed to basically be forgiven if you continue to keep your workers. So the whole cupcake thing, well, that's an important business too. That's what this was designed for, not the bleeping LA Lakers.
No, I agree.
And it's frustrating to see that companies like that are even applying for them. I mean, I get it, but they went through that money fast, and as we expected them to. But if you're a friggin' franchise that's worth over $2 billion, you know, just to keep your employees, you should be doing that anyway. You should be able to handle that. If you can't, then you're not managing your damn business very well.
I don't disagree. I think that these companies, they should have been, you know, what, like their tax returns from the year before should have been capped at a certain number. You know, if your company's bringing in $100 million a year, or you know, billions of dollars a year in some of these instances, it doesn't make sense.
No, you can eat a few months of not having an income and still take care of your employees.
But you would think that about the airlines. You would think that about these oil companies, but that's just not the way it works.
No, it's not. And I mean, I know in both those cases, how they operate is, yeah, they bring in a lot of money, but they are pretty tight on their, especially oil companies. It seems like whenever things are going good, they pay everybody. But as soon as it tanks a little bit, then they just get rid of everybody. And I think their margin is a lot lower than what we would think because of what they spend. And I kind of feel it's the same way with the airlines. And to me, it shouldn't be that way. Your business should be a lot more solid than that, that a couple months without a profit and you're in trouble.
Right.
I mean, and if and I hope maybe that people will just kind of look at, you know, how they're doing business. If that's the case, then maybe be leaner for a while until you can get to a point where you can survive 3 months of a business crash, because I don't, you know, there's no guarantee that this is the end of this. I mean, and even when we come back, I mean, how willing are you going to get on an airplane in the first couple months?
I'm not thrilled about it, certainly.
Yeah, and neither am I. And, you know, we've been talking about, hey, should we go ahead and book a Saskatchewan trip for maybe July or August? And it's like, well, I mean, who knows whether we'll even be able to get there. And, yeah, it's really cheap, but I think it's still going to be cheap in a month. So, Lamont asks, of all the play-by-plays, would you agree that golf is the hardest? Heard a play-by-play guy talk about how complicated it is to follow all the holes.
Tennis has to be the worst.
Yeah, tennis
is quiet. I mean, and basically, like even television, they don't talk at all during the actual point.
But that's not that hard if you're not talking.
Right, but you can't just have dead air on the radio.
Well, that's the thing. I've never heard tennis on the radio, so I can't.
I've never heard it either.
But I've always said baseball's the hardest.
That is a tough one.
There's so much dead time in between pitches and innings and everything else that it's hard to be entertaining for 9 innings when there's just not that much to talk about. 832 says, I own a small screen printing shop and got denied. I'm getting texts from a whole bunch of people who applied and got denied. I have a friend who's has a photography business, same thing. And it's just, these are the people that was meant for. And, you know, she employs like 3 people. And now she doesn't because she couldn't get a loan. And, yeah, it is frustrating. I mean, I'm glad that they did it. I just wish it had, you know, they'd taken care of all the people that needed it as opposed to the damn Lakers and Shake Shack and everything else. 713 wants to know, can AJ do a full breakdown on the May 9th UFC card? I'm sure you can.
I mean, I can, when the time comes. I just don't want to invest a bunch of time into it now and then have it not happen, because I got pretty worked up last time thinking it was going to happen and then it didn't. So if we get into, you know, Thursday next week and it looks like it's still going to happen, yeah, I've got some thoughts on all those fights.
Yeah, let's get there. We're still, what, a week and a half away from that?
Yep.
So, and somebody mentioned first come, first serve on those loans was ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, that money was gone so fast, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know how they vetted it. I don't know how they made those decisions. But did you see Adam Schefter got in trouble for the most innocuous tweet?
No.
About how great it was to have real sports again? And for the first time in forever. And apparently the WNBA got all over him because their draft was last week.
I wish the WNBA just needs to give up the fact that they're real sports. Nobody cares about the WNBA. I'm sorry. I mean, it's not sexist. It's just they've been around for so long. And I'd say the same. I mean, it's the same thing about the men's rugby league. Like, if you're not drawing a certain amount of television audience or in-person audience, you're not relevant. We have to stop, like, force-feeding that the NBA is still a relevant sport. It's not.
Yeah, but the fact that he had to apologize for that.
I wouldn't have apologized. No way.
I didn't even know there was a WNBA draft, and obviously neither did Adam Schefter. So,
that's
really,
garbage.
That's the things people get up in arms over, man. It's just crazy.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't have apologized for that. No thanks.
832 says, 15-person oil and gas company used our money to pay the field employees so we don't let anyone go. my salary and the other execs were not part of this. And that's what it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
So that your employees are fine. And that's what it was, at least to me, that's exactly how it was supposed to work. And so he says the rest of the world should look to the WNBA on social distancing and playing games without fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, at least you can learn something from them. But I agree. Quit trying to force the WNBA as a real sports league on us, you know? You guys are barely viable. I mean, it's like trying to tell me, oh, well, the G League had its draft.
Yeah, I don't care about the G League. It doesn't have enough of an audience to matter. And at least with the G League, I mean, there's at least a small portion of that of the people that play in the G League that will one day, you know, play in games that people will actually watch and pay to see. But until then, I certainly don't care. I really don't. I mean, I'll be honest, Fred. Baseball and hockey are like, they're fighting to stay relevant. I can't worry about the WNBA and how it hurts their feelings because God, we don't even talk about the baseball draft. You know, and those are guys who are going to go on and play Major League Baseball. We don't talk about the hockey draft. I mean, maybe one or two picks you've heard of, but nobody's like gathering around the tube to watch the hockey draft. The WNBA is not there. They're not on that level. I'm sorry. And again, I know people think, oh, that's sex. It's not sexist. It's just that's real.
We've talked hockey draft one time when my beloved Leafs got Auston Matthews. That was it. It's the only time we've ever talked about the hockey draft. And that's just because I'm a friggin' Leafs fan and was a fan of the American kid. That's it. And, you know, no, I mean, it's if they had the draft tomorrow, I probably wouldn't even be able to tell you anything about it. But I just think it's ridiculous that people have to be made to apologize for stuff like that. And I mean, it's not like Schefter was intentionally saying, oh, the WNBA sucks. I'll say it. The WNBA sucks and nobody cares. So, yeah, you're not relevant. I'm not apologizing for that. But the fact that he just did a tweet about how nice it was to have a real sporting event again for the first time in forever and then have to apologize for that? Come on, man. That's a hey, man, bleep that. All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day, it's the Gem of the Day, the Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this is an alien update for you. Did you see the Department of Defense has authorized the release of three unclassified Navy videos, one which was taken in 2004, the other in January of 2015, which show unidentified flying objects.
Oh, okay.
It says the release does not reveal any sensitive capabilities or systems and does not impinge on any investigations of military airspace. So they're releasing the videos in order to, quote, clear up any misconceptions by the public on whether or not the footage that has been circulating was real or whether or not there are more videos. So this is stuff that's been out there, and they officially released it. So
okay, and it's not just a drone?
No, I mean, it could be. It looks like every other frigging UFO where it's like a saucer with a little top on it, which, whatever, but hey, at least they made it official that we've got some pictures of something that looks like somebody threw a frisbee.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure that I understand why people are still into this. I feel like spending any time on unidentified flying objects is.
Well, I mean, if they exist, then it's fun to speculate on what they actually are. But you know, I get the fascination with it because, I mean, I find it funny. I really do. But to me, if there were aliens out there by now, they would have showed up and said, "Hey, you need to fix your damn planet, or let's cure the Rona." And this other theory that they're actually humans from the future who are time traveling back. Well, dude, help me out with the sports betting. Tell me what horse is going to win the tent at Will Rogers Downs today. Let's not. I mean, otherwise, what are you doing? You're just observing. What's the point?
Yeah.
So. 713 says signing day. That was your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day. 713 says signing day for college football and basketball is significantly more important than college baseball signing day. Not sexist, just not enough interest.
Just is what it is. And guess what? Yeah. Signing day for college basketball is about to get a lot less interesting with this G League, you know, the whatever they call it, the pathway plan. I think we're going to start seeing more and more of the best players go straight to the G League and get their, you know, 300 grand or whatever it is, then spend a year in college. Jalen Green and Isaiah Todd were the first two to go. And Greg Brown announced he's going to actually play at Texas. So they thought that for sure he was going to end up there. But Greg Brown deciding to go to Texas. And now Deshaun Nix, who was committed to UCLA, has now decommitted and is joining the G League. The G League is about to be more interesting than these other than the WNBA.
Does that make you more interested in it?
Maybe. Yeah, I think it probably does. I mean, because now I think we're looking at guys. You're going to start seeing guys in the G League that are like, instead of second round picks, you're going to start seeing guys like Zion and Ja Morant, who will instead of, you know, dealing with playing the little college, and John Morant's a little different because he wasn't a one and done, but you'll start seeing guys like Zion and Anthony Davis, who they're only going to school for 1 year to get eligible to play in the NBA. You'll see them immediately, and those guys are interesting. I mean, that's part of what the interest is in college basketball, is seeing those players. So there's some interest. I don't know that I'm going to go out of my way. I mean, am I going to watch it every night? No. I mean, if there's a matchup of the two best players, will I turn it on? Maybe.
Yeah, I think where I'll be interested is like some of these guys, like the UH guys that I don't think will get drafted if they decide to, like Nate Hinton and Giroux, if they decide they're going to go play in the G League and get paid. I might watch those guys a little bit because I watched them in college, but you know, because I don't think those are NBA guys, but they might develop into something over time. 832 asks, is the fact that aliens haven't taken over our planet a sign that there are no aliens capable of it, or that our planet is crappy? I'll go with crappy. I mean, really, who would want this planet right now?
Yeah, not a great time to take this one over.
Hey, oh yeah, let's go take over this planet and we'll all get the Rona and die while we're there. That's what happened in War of the Worlds. You know, I mean, but so he says it would be rewarding to be Randy Quaid's character in Independence Day to probe them back and save the day. Yeah, except, spoiler alert, he didn't live through it. Yeah, I'd kind of like to live through it. I'd rather be the president in that movie. So, interesting question from Mark. Do you think players going to the G League will result in more 3 and 4 year college players?
Yeah, probably. Because, I mean, when you think about the majority of guys that get drafted now being underclassmen, if those guys conceivably are skipping college altogether, then yeah, the guys who are grinders, who may not be as, you know, out of this world skilled, they probably will stick around a little longer.
I think that would help college basketball a little.
Well, but then you're giving up the star power, which is
right.
It's tough. I mean, it's a tough balance. I mean, obviously you want to have guys stick around for a while, but you also want to have big stars come to your game, and that's probably going to be gone. Now, when they do come, it's going to make them an even bigger deal.
Well, I do think, though, that guys can develop into stars over that time. Because some of these guys, obviously Zion's ready for the NBA right off the bat. But there's also guys who develop over 3 or 4 years into better players and kind of become stars. And I think that, you know, having a big tournament or something like that as a junior and then coming back as a senior, I think you can develop stars that way. They might not be the ones that are going directly to the NBA, but like Buddy Hield wasn't a great player his first couple of years at Oklahoma, and he turned into a star. So I do think that possibility exists a little bit.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, man. I think that there's going to be people who enjoy the new game where you're going to have 3-4 year guys and you're going to have that continuity, and it'll be, in a way, it'll be kind of like it was in the 80s or you know, for you in the 60s and the 50s. But it's without those stars, I don't know what the draw will look like. And let's face it, college basketball is waning in popularity anyway. College basketball is popular for 3 weeks out of the year.
Well, I also think the NBA has been taking a hit too, and was taking a hit before all this happened. So maybe it's, you know, maybe it's not as big a deal as we're making it out to be.
Yeah.
Do you see who might be out at ESPN? One of your favorite hosts.
Who's that?
Dan Le Batard.
I have been seeing that today. Yeah, it's surprising. I don't know. I think that ESPN seems like they want to maybe get out of the political thing. Like, they don't want anybody talking politics one way or the other. So they may just move on from anybody who's doing that.
Well, and I mean, there was a lot of backlash to that because, let's be honest, their politics were very one-sided. And you know how it is. You can't consistently do that and not piss people off. I don't have a problem with them airing their opinions. You'd like to have somebody who balances it a little bit. But, you know, I also don't fault ESPN for saying, you know what, this is not what we do. This is not where we want to be. We don't want to chase listeners off. The interesting part of the story, and maybe we could talk about this when we come back, is who they might move back to radio in the 1 to 3 p.m. time slot.
Okay.
Mike Greenberg.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah, we can hit on that when we come back. There's plenty of other stuff to get to. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.